As promised, we are joined right now by running back for the Denver Broncos, two-time Pro Bowler, back-to-back seasons of more than 1,100 yards from scrimmage and 10 TDs. He was an All-American and an All-Big Ten player, a Doak Walker Award winner, and a Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year. He was the 15th pick overall in 2015 out of Wisconsin. On Wisconsin. And he's hosting an 8-man flag football tournament at the University of Wisconsin on July 16th on Wisconsin. I love it. Melvin Gordon is my guest. Melvin, you and I go way back, but it's been a minute or two since we last talked. How you doing? How's life right now?
It's good, man. It's a little tough, though, man. It's, you know, the training has started. So, you know, it's long days, man.
Yeah, I hear that. So the training has started. Let me ask you about that since you brought that up. I had Austin Eckler on the show earlier this week, and we were talking about the fact that he did not go to OTAs because he feels like it's more effective and more efficient to train on his own because he's got other projects that he's working on. You were not at OTAs in Denver either. What was your thinking behind that?
I just always kind of, you know, when guys get older, they build their own plan and, you know, just kind of had their own schedule, and, you know, you like to stick to it. I mean, it's nothing against anybody, but, you know, you kind of got your formula and what works for you, and, you know, that's what guys like to do, you know.
Melvin Gordon joining me. Yeah, I get that, and I would imagine over the years your formula probably has changed as you've gotten into it and you've learned. As an example, you were talking to Will Compton and Taylor Lewan on their podcast, and you were talking about the difference between squatting back in college and in the NFL. Like in college, it was all about maxing out and putting everything you possibly could on the bar. So what's your approach in that regard now?
Yeah, you know, in college, man, it's, you know, you like to brag. So you putting on, you know, close to almost 600 pounds on the squat. I'm not doing that no more, man. You know, it's just, you know, the season is too long. You can't train that way. Now I focus more on, you know, just my craft and my speed, you know. The power is going to be there. I stay at probably 405. If I'm a squat heavy, I probably go there. I won't go over. Just like for the knees and stuff, man, it's just, I don't think it's good. So, it's just right now, I just try to focus on my speed and just keeping my craft good with my, you know, as a back, just keeping my feet good.
I like that. Melvin Gordon joining us. I've actually been in that weight room, so I can imagine if you're a young guy and you're feeling that, man, dude, there is that peer pressure and that pride. I can see that. Now, you've had nearly 2,300 yards from scrimmage and 20 touchdowns since arriving in Denver. You could have gone elsewhere in free agency, but you decided to re-up with the Broncos. Why was that important to you?
Man, Russell was a big part of that. It was crazy, man. We had a lot of conversations, and you know, I was doing my best to try to get him here. You know, a lot of people, you know, I seen a really trash article about me and saying Russell needs to bring him aboard. And what people don't know, I was even knowing that it was a possibility I wouldn't be with Denver, I was still saying everything, talking up every player offensively and defensively to get Russell to Denver, you know. I mean, we had plenty of conversations. We had talked about it. And me and him being able to play on the same team is something that we've wanted to do for a long time, man. And, you know, I kind of, you know, it kind of sucked that came out, but it's whatever. Because they don't know the backstory and, you know, the conversations that me and Russell had leading up to him being on the team. Now, did I make a difference? No. Probably not. Maybe not. But, you know, down from the offensive lineman, down from every position I named, okay, this guy, this is what he does well. He's young, but he's going to be good. I talked about Quinn. I talked about how I think he's going to be one of the best guards in the league one day and be one of the highest paid guards. Like, we had plenty of conversations that people didn't know about and still don't need to know about verbatim, word for word. But like I said, not knowing that I would even be here, man, you know, I talked up Denver to the max, you know, because it's an opportunity I know he wanted, and I know that this team got the chance to, we got the players to really make it, man. And a big part of me staying is because of him and the relationship with the guys, man. Like I said, I hate change. I really don't like change. I got a great relationship with the guys here, And then the head coach bring like a different feel, man. It's so different now, man. I'm telling you, you want to go to work, you know. It's lovely, man.
Talking to Melvin Gordon, that's a really interesting answer, Melvin. You talked about there being a trash article. I guess you're talking about that Denver Post article that got tweeted out. I want to read the quote so the listeners understand what we're talking about here. They tweeted out an article about you last week with the caption, quote, "Depending on whom you ask, Melvin Gordon is either an underrated, strong, confident, misunderstood, fantasy league workhorse, or a selfish, me-first, fumble-prone headache." End of quote. Let me ask you, man, I'll get your reaction to that, but when you put up the numbers you've put up, and you're the kind of teammate you've been, do you hear something like that, and does it roll off your back? Sounds like maybe not. Or does that kind of piss you off, and is it unfair?
That pissed me off. I could care less about the fumbles or all that other, you know, jazz that they was talking about. It's what kind of irritated me was the bad teammate part. Like, I've never had a teammate ever since high school, since Little League, ever tell me that I was a bad teammate. Like me and a few other players that I know, we pride ourselves on being, you know, good teammates and being good role models in the locker room. Now, when I get in the media, I don't sugarcoat anything. I keep it real. I feel like people like to disguise what they really say, what they really want to say, and what they feel about certain situations. And sometimes I don't. You know, it is what it is. You know, and Kareem Jackson, he says what he feels. I mean, it is what it is. What's the point of holding back? I mean, but for them to say a bad teammate is just like I really pride myself. That's something I really pride myself on. In the locker room is just, you know what I'm saying, just bonding with the guys. I talk to different guys, I hang out with the defensive guys really more than I do offensive guys. I talk to the special teams guys. I have a relationship with everybody, with Sam, with Mike, I was locker mates with Shelby. Like, he was one of my favorite teammates. So for them to say that, I guarantee you can ask any teammate that I've ever been with, top to bottom, if I'm a bad teammate, and they'll look stupid, you know. So that kind of bothered me a lot, because that's the first time I've ever heard that. And like I said, I take pride in being a good teammate, man, because them boys is all we got.
Melvin Gordon, my guest. I was going to say, dude, I mean, I'm on the outside looking in. I'm not inside that locker room, but you and I have been talking for so many years, and you mentioned Kareem. I had Kareem on recently. I had Justin Simmons on recently. You're on today, and this is not a coincidence. I like having guys on that approach it just the way you said, by keeping it real. There's no need to sugarcoat it. It's not that you're coming for anybody per se. You're just being real and upfront and honest, and I appreciate that. That's always good, I think, for the individual and for the show. Why is it so important for you to connect with all those guys? Is that just the way you are, or do you feel as a vet it is your job to connect with as many guys as possible in that locker room?
Yeah, it's just both, man. I've seen some great role models, and coming in when I was a Charger, man, I watched how you know, the older guys did things. I watched how Phil, you know, come play cards with us. He'll sit with the old lineman. Phil literally just went around the whole locker room. He never, you know, he just, it's just true fashion, true form of a leader. You know, I've seen Gates pull free agents to the side and have conversations with them and talk them up. And I do the same thing, man. You gotta motivate guys, because, you know, it's at times in this league that, you know, you feel like, oh, I didn't go this round, I didn't go that round, that I'm not appreciated. You know, and when you got a Hall of Famers like that doing it, what makes me any different? You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't feel like I'm too good to not talk to a player when a player is down. Justin Simmons do the same thing. You know, I watch a lot of guys do that, and it's just like, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what you need to do. You know, so I've been seeing it for a while, and I was just like, you know what? You know, when I'm an older guy and people are looking at me like that, I'm going to do the same thing as those guys, you know what I mean? So when I seen that, man, I was just like, bro, that's a slap in the face, because, you know, I've watched those guys for so long do that and said I wanted to be just like them, you know what I mean? So they just don't know any better.
Melvin Gordon is joining us. Respect. They just don't know any better. Hey, listen, before, what a great conversation. I appreciate you. I just wanted to take that moment and say I appreciate you and I appreciate our relationship. As I mentioned off the top, you're hosting a flag football tourney at Camp Randall Stadium, one of my favorite places, July 16th.
Yes, sir.
Lay it out for me. What's it all about? How do people get more info?
Man, it's a Me and it's a lot of guys that's from my college, man. We just wanted to do something just for the community, man. Have guys come out and compete, man. We love that. You know, you just go to melvingordon.org. It's my site, man, /event. And you just sign up there, man. I think it's just for guys, for $10,000, man, for guys, honestly, to just come out and compete. We got different gifts. And I think it's dope to, you know, that, you know, Madison was, you know, willing to let us go back. I'm trying to get Jonathan Taylor there. We're going to have a big group, a herd of running backs that went to Wisconsin. We're trying to get Monty there. I don't think James could make it. Dare should be there. So it'll be a group of us that, you know, just want to go out there and see guys have fun, man. And it's at Camp Randall. You know, I wish I could have played in the 7-on-7 tournament for $10,000 at Camp Randall. Like, what the heck? I'd have been out there balling. I'd have put some guys from up the street, my quarterback Gino from high school. We'd have been out there trying to make some plays, man. You know, so $10,000 is a lot to people. To some, it's probably not. But to people who don't have it, man, it's dope. And all you have to do is come out there, have a good time, and compete, man.
I love that.
We're excited about it.
What's better than that? That is great. How about Ron Dane? Can you get Ron Dane back there?
We're going to try, man. Ron is always around, man. He got a little office in there, man. So, you know, maybe he'll pop down, especially with all the backs. It's a good opportunity for all the backs to be there. Me, JT, like I said, Monty, all those guys. Unfortunately, James won't be able to make it. But if Ron can come down there and, you know, I think Braylon. So, man, if those guys can come, man, and all of us get a group picture, I think that'll be
it's the best, man.
Lit.
It is the best. It will be lit. It'll be dope. It'll be any word you want to describe. It fits there. I've been there. I'm part of that Badger family now, Badger Mafia on Wisconsin. I'm behind it. Melvin Gordon, 2-time Pro Bowler, running back with the Broncos, keeping it real and set the record straight in a few things. My man, I appreciate you. Great to have you back, Melvin.
Always, man. Hey, thanks for having me, man. It's always an opportunity.
My man.
But I love to, you know, take care of you.
Always, my man. We've been doing this a long time. Melvin Gordon right there. Great talking to him. Appreciate that. All right. Really good conversation. And listen, you said you can say what you want about the fumbles and all that jazz, but you cannot question whether or not I'm a good teammate or whether or not guys want me in that locker room or whether or not I make guys around me better.